So, hello, Valtteri.
Hello, hello.
Where are we?
We are at Bahrain Rugby Club.
What is Bahrain?
Bahrain? Why is your voice so down?
We went paddling. We played paddle tennis.
Yeah.
And I was very emotional at paddle tennis.
Shouting like, ah!
Is it emotional? Is it... I went for it.
You played with emotion. With
I don't have skills, so I have to put in emotion. Yeah. You have your shirt upside down.
Really?
Inside out.
No way.
Yeah.
I had it all day.
All day, yeah.
That's a good start.
Sorry. What is the rugby club we're at? So sorry for the background sound, but we felt we take our listeners, the What's Nexties, to wherever we are and wherever we're having a beer or not.
Yeah.
This is the Bahrain Country Club. Rugby Club.
Rugby.
And you're a member.
Yes, I'm a member for this week. It's
members, founded 1971.
Yeah, members only. It's like a private club. They have sports fields for rugby, for football, for cricket. They have outdoor bar, indoor bar, screens, maybe even a gym, swimming pool. So it's pretty cool place. I discovered this last year.
Okay.
So, if you're watching, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It's like a bit of a private club, like a country club. In the United States, yeah. There's country clubs.
Exactly, yeah.
Where you have a restaurant, you have some sporting facilities, you have this and that. And I'm surprised you're a member.
There we go.
Who did we play paddle with? Let's talk about paddle playing.
Yeah, so last time I played paddle... Last and only time I played paddle was 5 years ago.
Where?
Actually, it was in Monaco at the property of Prince and Princess of Monaco. They have a paddle course.
They invited you?
The Prince's brother, Garrett, he invited me to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
How good is he at paddle?
He's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. I just never got into it after. I liked it, but now today I really enjoyed it. It's a fun game. So.
Did you play any like tennis, squash, some ball playing, soccer, football?
Not much. Little bit of tennis, little bit of badminton.
Okay.
When I was teenager, but not so much.
Okay. But it's a lot of hand-eye coordination. Sorry for that sound. That was the door of the security going back and forth. We take our What's Nexties with us in the situations
wherever we are.
Real. What's Next is real. It always has been and it will always be. Sorry for a bit of background sound. We like kids too. So a bit of kids playing in the background is totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine. Did you enjoy the paddle?
I like paddle. Yeah. I played tennis back in the days. Mm. I'm not clever enough. It always shows me how low my IQ is, I think. It also shows me how stupid I am when those longer balls. And Joe, for example, he's very clever, I think.
He's very calculated paddle player.
Yeah. And I'm just, I can, the only thing I have is passion in any sport. I don't have talent and I don't have intellect.
Yeah.
So it's a very small court and I ran a lot on cycles today. I did a lot of mistakes.
You probably burned more calories than some of us.
Than Joe, for sure.
Yeah. So it was nice to play with Joe. You know, he used to be my teammate for 3 years. And now he's part of the team at Cadillac as the reserve driver. And he invited us, which is nice. It was you, me, Joe, Shyam, who's our content guy at Cadillac, and Paul Harris.
It was super nice. It was exhausting. I was sweating. It's a proper sport, and I like. And I played, I think, last winter with my team, with George and Bradley Lord and everybody, like the Mercedes people. They go paddle a lot, I think, because Adidas is very involved in paddle, so they sent them to paddle courts and stuff, and they discovered their love for paddle. And I think they play every weekend, so they're insanely clever and good. So that was. Worse than today because they're like if paddle people are really good, they know how to play these special balls.
So you only get tricky balls.
Yeah, and it's very, very, very hard. So yeah.
Today was good. Everyone was good. Well, Joe was very good, but otherwise we were quite leveled, I would say.
Yeah, the rest was...
Beginners.
Yeah, everybody was the same amount of bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk me about yesterday. Tell me about yesterday. Yesterday you had another night of I was not invited, which is totally fine. Yesterday was absolutely fine. I was not invited because it was your internal car crew dinner.
Correct. Yeah.
What happened then? Yeah, you invited your...
Yeah. So we finished testing, obviously. Yeah. And had a nice dinner with the team. They had a kind of like a day off. They only had a few hours at the track. And earlier in the week, I did ask them if they would like to have dinner during this weekend between the tests. And it was nice that they could find one evening when they're all free. And we went to, it's a place called Lanterns in Bahrain. It's kind of like a curry house, but they have other food as well. Okay. But it is good. Like I've been going there many years. And just that nice, very private dinner with the whole kind of my side of the garage for the first time. So really nice. Nice to get together. Nice to get to know, you know, people better and away from the track, which is important.
And that's probably an invitation of you. Do they bring a present or something?
Yeah, they had a nice touch. They gave me this silly Bahraini Arabic hat. You know, for me, it looks a bit silly. But I wore it for the whole dinner. I got some local shoes made of leather.
Very nice.
And I got a magic carpet.
So you can fly around the track.
It's like a small magic carpet. So
does it really fly? Like, is it really?
We'll find out. I don't know. I didn't try it yet.
Imagine that. Like, it's not a fun, jokey joke.
Yeah.
But present. It's a real magic.
You know, when I step in the car in the garage, there's this step because of the halo and stuff. So you need this step. So we're going to put that carpet on my step.
Oh.
To
that's
the car
good.
At the test next week.
That's good. That's a very, very good press. Now, it's kind of nice that you interact outside of it because basically your life depends on these guys, right? Like when they do...
Absolutely.
I don't know, like all the cars apart and then they put it... Like maybe they think... And there's some drivers out there that are not as friendly as you, I would say. There's another sound. Hey, welcome. How are you? Hey.
Good.
Hey.
There we go.
Sorry, people.
Sorry.
There was people coming in. There's other drivers who don't do stuff like that. And I feel like if you have to go the extra mile, for example, you crash a car or something, they have to do so much extra work because they have to reassemble the car and everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like you probably feel safer if these guys are, it's not in, like you're not inviting them because of some sort of that's not why you invite them. You invite them because you're hanging a whole year and you're a nice person. I know you, but still it must feel nice to know who's assembling your car.
Yeah, absolutely. In the end, this whole thing is about trust, you know, and it is a sport of teamwork. So you've got to know the people. You need to get to know them and you have to be able to work together. And the better you know them, the better it's for everyone. So yeah, that was nice for the first time. And definitely going to do this more often. Like as when there's a chance, it's really good to get together outside the track.
Why don't you go home? Or because a lot of other people don't stay in Bahrain. Because it's 5 days, 6 days, right? In between.
So yeah, last day of testing was Friday. And it starts again Wednesday. Well, Tuesday there's stuff at the track already. So yes, in theory you could go away for 3 full days. I didn't see that it's going to be worth it. Because
you told me last episode you said 3 days, that's too short. 4 days, yes, you would.
No, you know, the climate is good here this time of the year for training, you know, for me to, again, just being able to do that with a team. Recharge, training, get ready for next week. So I don't mind it here. It's quite nice here. So, decided to stay.
Nice. Did you read the comments of last episode? Did you read the questions? Did you go through all of that?
Of course I did, Paul.
What do they have?
There's quite a few. Should I start?
Yeah, you can start.
Okay. So first of all, thank you for all the questions. We got quite a few.
Yeah.
Not million questions, but
we're still like small we spoke group. Last
time. Yeah, we're growing.
The What's Nexties are
still a small cult.
And Paltari? Paltari?
Yeah, that's the first one. So somebody wants to know the backstory of Paltari, which is Paul and Valtteri. How did we become friends and how it has all become what it is now? Give it to me in your words.
I think, if I'm totally honest, the first time I saw you was in Brackley, in the middle of England, in front of outside a photo studio in January of probably 2017, where
basically when I started with Mercedes.
Correct. Yep. I was Nico Rosberg's personal photographer, media, whatever guy. He retired, so I became the team and Lewis's media guy in 2017. That's correct, right? 2016, yep. He retired. And Bradley Lord, one of our big idols, he said, we hired a Finnish second driver called Valtteri. And another door. It's interesting because we see people...
Second driver.
Are you a second driver? Were you always second driver?
Did I just say that? Second driver.
Well, they already
did
had...
They tell
no. Absolutely
are
not.
Are you sure?
They said, we hired... We have two cars. You got to understand, I was never too much into Formula One. Like, I was very much into people that are in Formula One, but the racing, so I probably have not seen you around. I would have not known that you were racing for Williams before, because I was not a super fan of the sports side of it. So I said hello the first time in a photo shoot of probably a thing called Collateral Day. And no, they did not say a second driver. They said another driver, because they obviously have two cars, and said somebody needs to now drive the other car. And Lewis was there already. So, and that's where we met. And we had a great first year. I think one of the... that was a year later where we took a cheeky picture that got leaked.
That was 2019.
So 2 years later. Yeah, you were very different there.
Oh, yeah.
You were very...
robotic.
Yeah. And you were friendly, but very... distanced also. Like, you're a very different man now. I don't think back in the days we would have become those close friends. We slowly grooved into each other, but I was very much on Lewis's side at the beginning, because I obviously did all of his private stuff and everything. Yeah, yeah. But slowly, I think one of the first things was that we talked about reindeer meat, and you said, one day I'm going to invite you to Helsinki to eat a reindeer steak, because that's a Finnish speciality, right?
Yeah.
So after one season, and I'm not sure if that was already the first one or the second one.
I think you came in 2018. You came to Finland.
So that's a year later. Yeah. Second year, I visited you. I missed the flight because of you.
Yes.
That was very sad. I spent another day
at the airport hotel. Yeah.
But that's how we befriended. And then I think you kind of changed your life. That's at least my perspective, where you were more interested in outside things. And our talks changed. And that's where we really became friends, because I did other stuff than F1 after I left and stuff. And we just hang a lot at the track. And then we did a couple of viral things, I would say. We broke the internet a couple of times.
We did.
Couple of naked stuff, couple of mullet, moustache, funny stuff.
Yeah.
And your
calendar.
Yeah. Pictures. But that's on a different note. That's how we met.
Yeah.
And that's how we became friends. And now we decided to do that. Can I take the phone and ask you one question? How many countries did you visit? Did you find that out?
I still didn't do that. No.
We did it together. You just have to open the Bean app. You and me, we did it. So you but can tell me.
I did the initial part. I never completed the details, no.
But it was like 62 or something.
What's the app called?
Bean. B-E-E-N. And
but this one is not...
59 countries, 30%.
Yeah, but I did it like quickly. So there's definitely more countries.
Okay, but it's not... I'm at 100.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm winning this. That's the only thing I'm winning against you. So leave me that. Even in paddle today, you beat my ass.
You were pretty good.
With Joe, yeah, but I lost against you. And yesterday was... we got to talk a little bit, tiny bit about driving. Are you aware that if the speed limit is 120, it's totally okay to go with 90 behind a transporter? No. It is. There is...
You know me. I hate wasting time.
Yeah, I know. But I was driving yesterday and you guys gave me so much, constantly...
Were you stressed?
Yeah, insanely. After I dropped you off, I went to the side and took a break for half an hour.
Really?
Just to breathe. Yeah, you got to understand, you're an F1 driver. Paul Harris is a very good fast driver. It was not easy for me.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you have another question for me?
I do. I've got plenty. What inspired you to choose what you do for your careers?
So what is it I do? Right now I'm a content director and some sort of creative director, commercial management, whatever I do.
Yeah.
So you
definitely kind of evolved with your career quite a lot. But was there something back in the day, something inspiring? Was there one moment that you thought, okay, that's what I want to do? Or has it been changing?
I studied business, but I'm a college dropout, I never finished.
Yeah.
But I started to take pictures very early because I was not good enough in hip-hop back in the days. But you could be a part of all of this without being good at it. And that still counts to today. You know, next weekend I'm in golf. So I'm with the top 5 golf players in the world and I can spend 2 days because I'm creating content for them. And then I'm in F1. And so it's very, this job brings you close to the best of the best in their sport. Did you try to take it? That was a gulp. That's why I enjoyed it. And I think I'm okay with people. So as long as there's people involved, that's why I'm so bad in taking pictures of cars, which is still, I think I'm really, really bad in taking any content of a car. Insane.
It's a different game, right?
Yeah. So, people are super talented and they can, there's so many photographers or videographers who take insane shots of cars. I cannot. It's simply everything I do looks terrible. Because I probably don't care enough. I care about the people. So that's probably what inspired me is the change of... Hello. Sorry for the sound in introduction. Now the security will stay there and keep it quiet. The change of scenery. I get bored very easy and this... Yeah. This is what inspired me. It's an insane job. I got super lucky doing that.
Well, not only lucky.
Yeah,
it's
but
not all about luck.
My job didn't exist 20 years ago.
But you made it to exist.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think.
In a steakhouse, which cuts do you order? This person said, I'm a ribeye guy. Why am I a ribeye guy? I am. Yeah.
You definitely are, right?
but why do people know that?
I like ribeye, but my order typically is filet.
Oh, really?
Filet steak, yeah. Because I don't like the fatty bits in the meat so much. So normally I would go for filet. If there's a bone-in filet, that would be it. But otherwise, ribeye, you can't go wrong. Tomahawk, if you're sharing with somebody, it's... My mouth is watering now.
I want a steak.
I want the tomahawk right now. So yeah, there you go. Filet, medium rare. That's my typical order.
Is Max the only F1 driver who owns a plane?
No.
Because people say, would make sense for you. You don't lose bikes. You can fly wherever. Why don't you have a plane?
I don't have a plane because financially it doesn't make sense. It is more efficient financially for the amount of private flights that I do to charter.
Ah, okay.
You would just end up losing money. And I don't like, with certain things, I don't like wasting money.
Yeah.
So I have better things to invest and to do than having a plane that will cost me more than chartering, basically. So simple reason.
Who else has a jet?
Quite a few drivers, actually. Yeah, yeah, Checo for sure. He's got one. Uh-huh. Fernando has one. Max. Those at least, yeah.
One more question was, is our friend, the Matrix guy, how is Keanu Reeves involved with you? Because I've seen a couple of pictures, and one What's Next listener asked, what does he do with you?
So he's an interesting guy. You know, he's when it comes to making movies, a true professional. But yeah, just very interesting character. Like, it's hard to kind of explain, but obviously, like, he's gone through a lot in his life. He's seen a lot. He's, like, everyone has his ups and downs, mm-hmm. but he's got a passion, and that is being part of storytelling, documenting stuff, and that's what he's doing with us. So for Cadillac Formula One team, he's doing documentary about the journey, like how it all started, how was the preparation, how were the first moments on track, all these things. So I would just say stay tuned. There will be something dropping this year by Keanu, and yeah, it's been nice to get to know him, and he's so excited about this whole thing. It's cool. I don't know if you've seen the Braun GP thing he did.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
That film he did. He produced it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. About Braun GP. Yeah. It's like a documentary on Netflix.
So he knows quite a lot about the sport. So I think he's the right man to do it. So, yeah. Interesting guy. I like him. I like him a lot.
It's cool that he does stuff like that. You really see how passionate he is.
Yeah. And like he was telling, we had one sit down interview for the documentary 2 days ago, and he was telling stories about filming Matrix, and you know, he was explaining the stuff that they were doing in movie making for the very first time, like some things that had never been done before, and when he was telling that, you could see like how into it he is to all that stuff. And yeah, just a man with a passion for certain things. It's really, really nice to see.
Which is, by the way, I feel the number one thing that I measure my success in, my business success, is how much of a pioneer I am. Because, like, ideally, I want to do stuff that's new, that's not been done before. I'm a bit bored by repetition. I'm a bit bored by copies.
Yeah.
And I myself copy a fair amount. Like, it's content, like everything has been done already, sort of. So it's always a remix, but at least try something new. And probably and that's not a question in there, but just because, like, I give insane amount of credit to things like Matrix, they did stuff that has not been seen before.
Exactly.
That Matrix effect is still an effect that's there, and that's insane if stuff has really been for the first time. And there's a bit of stuff in my first round of Formula One. Remember, like, when Danny Ricciardo stole my phone, I orchestrated that. Or when, I don't know, when Will Smith kind of captured Lewis in Abu Dhabi. And remember those small little videos? That's not been done before, stuff like that. And I kind of created it. So, like, that's the stuff I'm most proud of, to be fair. And I'm trying to do that again. And to be fair, like, what we are doing is also a little bit new.
Yeah, we try to do things with a different twist and angle.
With a little bit of jokey joke.
Jokey joke, yeah. It's one of my favorite words, jokey joke.
Yeah, jokey joke jokey is now jokey. Coming.
Anyway, somebody is saying that they love our thumbnail. What's the inspiration behind that?
What's our thumbnail? Oh, that's the picture Paul Harris took.
Yeah. Exactly.
Photo credit Paul Harris.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas. We did we did rent. I think there's other content normally that they produce in the photo studio that
I feel like, yeah, there was this, you know, when you walk into a place, you get this little bit creepy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That place had it.
But walls, if they had talk, eyes,
what has been filmed in there would be nice to know. Anyway.
And then we went in there and we said, well, we looked a little bit about what's next visuals for us. And I think one of the, like, we're a duo. We try to be the jokiest duo of F1 history. That's our goal. And Step Brothers. Do you remember that film?
Yes.
And the cover, I really like that.
Yeah,
the way.
So good. Yeah.
So
it's kind of similar clothes. And, yeah. Right?
Yeah. A little bit. So it is a bit of a copy, but a remix with our thing. And then we tried, it's a photo series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had many different poses. And you people, you haven't seen it all.
Yeah, there's
more.
Some unreleased stuff. And poor Paul Harris had to take those pictures, and he was cracking while taking the pictures. Like, it was very hard to hold compulsion, like to not laugh while taking those pictures, because you obviously have to be serious while doing it. And we only had an hour or something, like, we had to hurry up a little
efficient.
Bit.
It was like between two events that I had
with
the team, and yeah.
There's going to be more stuff of that, which is going to come out of the thing.
A big inspiration was this movie, right?
Yeah, Step Brothers inspiration behind it. Do you have one more question? I'm done with your questions.
I think you kind of explained already what's your role at Mercedes.
The content director.
Content director.
Directing content, which tells the story.
I think that's all the questions.
That's all the serious questions. Yeah, the ones we selected out of all of everything, not all questions.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice. What's happening?
But nobody asked me if I'm excited for this year.
Nobody asked you if you're excited. Nobody asked you how does the car feel.
Yeah.
Nobody asked you how yesterday we had a situation where you were straight. Like, it's kind of nice how sometimes people in that 15 to 20 second interaction with you, if they meet you, take a picture and talk, they have some, they're more, I feel like sometimes they are more not into F1, but more listening to media around F1. So one guy was like, how is a computer playing the cars? And you were like, what does he mean? Like, you were not
I wasn't
understanding.
Following. Yeah.
Yeah, because all the media says driving an F1 car in 2026 is closer to like a simulation of a gamify, you know, like you can now recharge, press buttons to have a boost, and here and there it feels like a computer game.
Yeah, I completely didn't get that.
Yeah.
It's a bit more multitasking this year, but it's still not a game. It's still real life.
It's still real life, and it's still...
And it's cool. It's fun.
So you have 2-3 days now. I fly now home to LA.
Yeah.
Work in golf. Then we go to Australia.
Then that is
Adelaide
true.
Motor Festival.
Days of testing next week. And then, Adelaide Motorsport Festival.
What are you doing there?
I'm going to do some show runs with different cars.
What is a show run?
It's like laps of the old Adelaide Formula One track.
Okay.
It's like, it's kind of like a Goodwood Festival speed, but the Australian version.
Okay.
It's really cool. Lots of good mullets, lots of proper motorsport fans. It's cool. I've done it many years now, and it's one of the things I look forward to before Melbourne. But we can talk about that in the future.
Yeah, and next week, because we do podcast every week.
Every week.
So far, we nailed it. So far,
we did right?
Every week a new episode.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks for the questions, and see you later.
Bye-bye.